The Rays looking to inch closer to the first-place Red Sox in the AL East, but they'd have to go through Chris Sale, who was looking good in the first.
Here's a swing and a miss. He struck him out, and he's done that now 167 times. The 2-2 pitch, here's a swing and a miss. Change speeds on him, and he had Kloof swinging through it. The 1-2 pitch on its way, swing and a miss. He struck out the side, and look out. He is locked in this first inning anyway, and he made the Rays look silly.
Peter Borges due up. There's a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Back to the wall. Gone! Home run for Peter Borges. Borges gives the Rays the lead 2-1 with his fourth home run of the year. Boy, that's a big, big home run for the Rays against this tough lefty.
To Bradley from Faria after a long pause. Swing and a rocket to right. Souza Jr., though, is right there in the Adam Ball work. Jake Faria's day done. Six innings, four hits, one run it was earned, walked four. Struck out a couple and hit a batter. Also unleashed a wild pitch. He's in line for the win if the Rays bullpen can hold it. There's a swing and a drive by Wilson Ramos. Deep to left center field. No doubt about it. A two-run home run for Wilson Ramos. And the Rays have indeed opened this one up.
Alex Colome with his 23rd save as the Rays take it 4-1, moving to within 4.5 games of the first-place Red Sox in the AL East. Jacob Faria improves the 4-0, going six frames, allowing just the run. Chris Sale now with 12 strikeouts in this one. He's recorded 10 or more Ks in 12 of his starts this season, passing Pedro Martinez for the most ever by a Red Sox before the All-Star break. Xander Bogaerts had to leave the game in the first after being hit by a pitch on his right hand. X-rays were negative. The Rays inched closer to the Red Sox in the AL East. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after the victory.
Obviously a big win. I mean, if this series is, you know, all the hype it's getting, I guess this is the way to start it off. Probably went up against baseball's best in Chris Sale, and he made it very challenging. We just were fortunate to have a couple guys get on base and then get some, you know, the big hits from Wilson. So Jake was really good again. You know, he's been challenged throughout his first five, six, whatever starts he's got now. I thought tonight would probably be the most challenging simply because of the way they approach their, you know, their lineup. They rarely swing at balls out of the zone. They make you work, and I think Jake realized that and knew that he had to find a way to get in the zone early and find a way to get some early outs, and he did. And then the bullpen. The bullpen's kind of taken a little bit of a beating here the last couple days or so, and it was nice to see those guys come in and have some pretty good innings to hold that lead for us.
You talked about this series getting tons of hype. So what message does it send to win the first game of this four-game series?
Pretty big message, I think. I mean, these guys, you know, they came off a frustrating loss yesterday, and they didn't let it linger. They came out knowing they needed to be at their best. We had to be at the best on the mound and at the plate against Chris Sale. So they did that, and, you know, it's put us in a position to build off of it now.
What just... You know, between Peter Borges and Wilson Ramos, what were your hitters' approach against Chris Sale?
I think probably for most of them, what most of the league tries to do is not get the two strikes, because when he gets you to two strikes, he's got so many weapons to put you away with. And I like the way that Wilson went up there, the home run, he was ready to hit from the, you know, pitch one. Borges, early swing at bat, and, you know, I thought... They know how good he is, and you don't want to get deep with him.
And you mentioned the bullpen. How nice was it to see Alex Colome just get back to looking like himself?
Really good. Really good. Alex, it's nice to be able to go get him a three-run save where we have some runs there that he can work with. But like the way that he attacked the first hitter, Benintendi, and then it just followed suit from there.
Kevin, it's not easy to join a team in midseason after spending the first half on the disabled list. Can you talk about what you've seen from Wilson so far?
Yeah, no, it's not easy, but we always find ourselves talking about how this group is extremely welcoming of new players that come in. Now, Wilson's been here since spring training, and he's rehabbed, and he's got to know the guys, and the comfort level is there. But, you know, coming in when a team's playing pretty good baseball, I think you want to do everything you can to fit in, and he's doing that. He's done a tremendous job. The home runs and the hits are great, but with what he's done with our pitching staff since he's come in and started playing, you know, close to every day or, you know, most of the time, we haven't missed a beat.
Logan Morrison with three hits and a run scored. He talked to the media after.
Get something over the middle of the plate and try to put a good swing on it. I mean, he's really good. That slider's really tough to hang in there on for a lefty. And, you know, shoot, Wilson did a great job, picked us up, and had a great game when we needed him to. And not only at the plate, but behind, or yeah, not only at the plate hitting, but behind the plate, did a great job for us. So, you know, it's one of the reasons why we got him, and hopefully we can keep it going tomorrow.
Wilson Ramos knocks in three of the Rays' four runs. He spoke after the game.
Right now, you know, I feel a lot better at the plate, you know. Happy because I'm getting my timing back with my swing. And also, I feel so happy to be able to be aggressive and able to move in good behind the plate. So that helped me to get more confident and go out there and do my job.
Is this one of those like picture-perfect games? Like, people say, I want to see Wilson Ramos play and get the two big hits, and then you throw two guys out on the bases. That kind of your game?
Yeah, that's my game. You know, I concentrate a lot and play. You know, the first for me is my defense. You know, throw runners out, I call in the game, I'm going to be very happy.
Jacob Faria improves to 4-0, allowing one run in six innings. He spoke after.
Early on, I mean, Hick sat down before the game, and just like you said, they make you work, so you got to, they force you in the strike zone. I wasn't in the strike zone very much, you know, early on in the game, so it was kind of a struggle there, but just attacking with everything, whatever was working. So,
Chris Sale, he was throwing fast, so in what ways does that impact your momentum?
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of, hey, when the third out's made, it's my time, it's my turn to go out there. So, you know, if it was a long inning or a short inning, once that third out's made, I'm ready to go.
Your catcher had a pretty good night.
Great. Throwing a guy out, stealing, you know, ball in the dirt, runs over and, you know, gets in by a good few feet, you know. And then that, I saw guys like, you know, that inning, I hit the home run. Just letting the defender outside, I was like, it's going to be it. Something's going to happen this inning. So that was cool and just, you know, he's starting to get in stride. And he's going to be really, this whole team's going to be really, really fun to watch coming up here.
Jake, you're doing a great job so far in your career of limiting damage. What's going through your mind? And sometimes it can get out of control for some guys, but for you, you kind of just settle in and kind of keep the, you know, damage to a minimum.
It's just kind of trying to take each pitch one by one, not trying to overthink it at that. You know, if I throw one pitch that works, you know, okay, what am I going to throw now? It's just kind of taking it, you know, pitch by pitch. And I don't know why guys say that, but it's really, I mean, in between each pitch, I'm taking a deep breath and kind of resetting. So it's just that kind of reset every time, and it kind of helps me get through it.
Up next, the series against the Red Sox continues on Friday with Jake Odorizzi on the hill.